Again, I am Rachel Powell, and I am so grateful, I am blessed, I am full of joy to be with you on this morning and to know that I am a minister among ministers. And thanks be to God for all of the ways that you live and give away the love of God in Christ Jesus every single day. Amen?
Amen.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. How many things do you have to remember every day? How many things? Just say, what's one thing you have to remember in your life every day?
To eat.
To eat, yes. Medications, yes. Feed the cats, feed the dogs. As I was thinking about this, I thought, well, you can walk and feed your pets, maybe walk and feed your family as well. There's so many things we have to remember every single day. So how do you remember? Write it down.
Absolutely.
Yes, phone reminders, alerts on your phone. Anybody do I am the queen of sticky notes. They're all over our house. Well, today, by the grace of God, and whoever it is that wrote Psalm 103, we have a personal reminder from none other than the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has come into this place for the proclamation of the word and has delivered to each and every one of us a reminder. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget the Lord's benefits. Do not forget God's love, grace, and mercy for you and for all the world. Now, why on earth do we need this reminder? For at least two powerful reasons. First of all, why does the psalm writer say to us, do not forget the Lord's benefits? Because it's so easy to do, isn't it? I mean, not only are every single one of us incredibly busy every single day with so much to remember, but also because all of those forces that are pushing against God's gifts of grace, mercy, and love, they are so visible and so apparent every single day. Amen? Now, Psalm 103 is a psalm of praise. And sometimes we hear these psalms of praise that just go on and on about wonderful things. We can think maybe they're a little bit naive about how the world really works. But not Psalm 103. Right in this psalm, the psalmist lifts up before us all the things that can go wrong and do go wrong in this world. In verse 6, the psalmist talks about injustice and oppression. One can only imagine the kind of injustice and oppression that the psalm writer knew 3,000 years ago when this was written. Life was about conquering and being enslaved and being conquered and being enslaved and maybe once in a while being on the side of the conquered, but wondering if you would have enough to eat every day. In verse 3, the psalm writer talks about the need for healing from disease. Now, I can complain about our healthcare system, but I think it's a smidge better than whatever it was 3,000 years ago. And then, of course, there's verse 10 that talks about the psalmist's need for forgiveness. One can only imagine how she felt she had fallen short of the glory of God, or how he felt he had missed the mark, not living life as God had called him to live, or how they felt they had not worked for justice and peace as God had called them. The psalmist knows how easy it is to forget. And friends in Christ, how easy is it for us for all the same reasons? How much injustice and oppression do we see in the world today? Turn on the TV, there it is. drive down the street in Albuquerque, there it is. We know about oppression and injustice. Amen? And what about healing from disease? Anybody need any healing? Any relationships that you wished would reconcile, but you're having such a hard time? And all we have to do is hear the gospel reading today and know plenty about that. And then, of course, there's our own sense of knowing that we have fallen short. At least I do. Anybody else? Amen?
Amen.
It's there every day. We know how easy it is to forget the Lord's benefits of grace, mercy, and love for us and for all the world. And so we need this reminder, which leads us to reason number two. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget the Lord's benefits. Why? Because God is pouring out God's mercy and love and grace every moment of every single day, whether we see it or not. The psalm writer knew this. She, he, they is standing there proclaiming at the top of their lungs about all of the wonderful things that God has done for them. And what about you? Yes, we know that oppression and injustice exist. And in this congregation, do you not hold the office for the Lutheran Advocacy Ministry here in New Mexico? You are working every day. And how many people do you run into every single day who are working against injustice and oppression in the world? You meet them everywhere in your work with asylum seekers, in your work with Lutheran Family Services. You are wanting and working for every single person to have enough to eat through bread for the world. You are doing the work, working against injustice, working against oppression. And how many congregations like this and how many individuals like this are inspired by the Holy Spirit to do the exact same thing? Amen?
Amen.
God is working against oppression, lifting up the lowly and filling the hungry with good things every single day. Hallelujah. And then there's that whole question about healing. Have you ever watched someone in your family struggle with something that you just wanted so much for God to intervene? And yet, how many of us take a medication every single day that improves our quality of life? I do. Had your flu shot? Had your COVID vaccine yet? God is working every single day to bring about healing. And through you and other congregations like you, how many people are working for healing and reconciliation with the indigenous peoples in our community? God is doing the work, and God is doing the work through you. And then there's this whole question about forgiveness. Man, I love this psalm for that. If you have ever felt you are falling short of the glory of God, read Psalm 103. Because the psalmist reminds us, as far as the east is from the west, God is removing our transgressions from us. Amen? And even the power of death, which seems so immediate and so strong, by the grace of God in Christ Jesus, we know death does not have the final word. Amen?
Amen.
And that God's grace and mercy, love and forgiveness are given out in abundance every moment of every day to you, to me, to all of God's creation. I'm loving this divine sticky note today. The reminder from the Holy Spirit not to forget the Lord's benefits for you and for for me and for this world, because no matter what you do, what you have been through, how you have fallen short of the glory of God, God says to you through the power of the Holy Spirit and the psalm writer this day, you are loved, you are forgiven, you are reconciled to God, and nothing can separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So here's the question. You've been given personally the divine Holy Spirit reminder. The question is, who in your life needs this reminder? That God loves them no matter what? That God forgives them no matter what? That God is at work to lift up the lowly and fill the hungry with good things? Who needs that reminder? And will you be the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit to be their divine sticky note? Because the world needs this message. How will you get it? Amen? Thanks be to God. Amen.